The visit. When I knelt to face him, he said my name. Not the one he and my mother had given me, but the long-forgotten one he had called me as a child. Lem, he said, so matter-of-fact, as if half a century had not passed since anyone called me that. No sweltering station wagons of summer, no minnows, no fish hooks, no father chasing a porcupine to offer a daughter a swatted towel full of quills. I wheeled him back to his room like he asked, though that was not what he meant. Back through the hallway, gauntlet of slack and spittle, past docile women and open-back shifts left unsnapped for easy hygiene, past the unmistakable smell of shit, to his room with its narrow bed like a child's. It took two kind aides with arms like oars to lift him. They were men on a schedule, so many to tuck in by dark. Still they paused for the briefest moment as he settled. As the sheet floated white and quiet, they waited like parents do before they turn off the light.